Picks: Death toll passes 180 amid storms and flooding in Western Europe. By Breitbart London on July 18, 2021. Berlin, AP: The death toll from flooding in Western Europe climbed above 180 on Sunday after rescue workers dug deeper into debris left by receding waters. Police put the toll from the hard-hit Ahrweiler area of Western Germany's Rhineland-Palatinate state at more than 110 and said they feared the number may still rise. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, Germany's most populous, 45 people were confirmed dead, including 4 firefighters. And Belgium has confirmed 27 casualties. Chancellor Angela Merkel was due to visit Schud, a village near Ahrweiler that was devastated by the flooding, later Sunday. Her visit comes after Germany's president went to the area on Saturday and made clear that it will need long-term support. Finance Minister Olaf Scholz said he will propose a package of immediate aid at a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, telling the Bild am Sonntag newspaper that more than €300 million, $354 million, will be needed. And he said that officials must start setting up a rebuilding program which, from experience with previous flooding, will be in the billions of euros. Although rain has stopped in the worst affected areas of Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands, storms and downpours have persisted in other parts of Western and Central Europe. There was flooding Saturday night in the German-Czech border area, across the country from where last week's floods hit, and in Germany's southeastern corner and over the border in Austria. Some 65 people were evacuated in Germany's Berchtesgaden area after the Eich River swelled. At least one person was killed. A flash flood swept through the nearby Austrian town of Hallein late Saturday, but there were no reports of casualties. Heavy rain and storms caused serious damage in several parts of Austria. Climate scientists say the link between extreme weather and global warming is unmistakable and the urgency to do something about climate change undeniable. Scientists can't yet say for sure whether climate change caused the flooding, but they insist that it certainly exacerbates the extreme weather that has been on show around the world. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.